Spokesman Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi released a statement today on the eve of Holy Week. Father Lombardi said that recognizing cases of clerical abuse and making amends with the victims is the best way to restore justice and to achieve that purification of memory which enables us to look to the future with renewed commitment, humility, and trust. He went on to say that many positive and encouraging steps have been and are being taken by various episcopal conferences, bishops, and Catholic institutions in different countries on the various continents to address the past and move forward in hope.
Meanwhile, Archbishop Vincent Nichols of the Diocese of Westminster in England has explained how extensive the then Cardinal Ratzinger's reforms of Vatican procedures were after he took over responsibility for dealing with clerical sex abuse allegations in 2001. Writing in the British press, the Archbishop said that Pope Benedict XVI was part of the solution, not the problem, in both his actions as well as his words. We spoke to Archbishop Nichols about the lessons that have been learned in the UK in dealing with abuse of minors by clergy.
I'm very saddened and shocked. It is terrible when children are abused and when trust of that intimate nature is betrayed. And then when, for mistaken reasons, attempts are made to cover it up. So I think what we have learned in this country are two key lessons. The first is that the well-being and the safeguarding of children is the first consideration. That is more important than protecting anybody's good name. And that has to come first, because of the long-term damage that the abuse of children does. And that's a message which we in the Catholic community in England and Wales have had to learn, but I think every community has to learn it. Civil society has to learn it as well, because in our country at least, you know, the occurrences of the abuse of children is, generally speaking, 75% within family life. So the first lesson is that the safety and the protection of children must come first because they are powerless. And the second lesson is, within the church, is that the procedures that we put in place must be open and evidently fair, just. So a witch hunt doesn't help. We have to have procedures which are clearly fair, because otherwise they don't win support. And therefore, the culture in which we live doesn't change.